to visit with Mark Cuban about the disarray within his organization coming up in 20 minutes at 6:40. Right now, 6:20, time for the Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by A-Number One Air and Tylock George Laser Eye Care.
Well, happy Father's Day to all the P1 fathers out there. I know this is late. It's a day late, but it's our first time to talk about Father's Day, isn't it? It's the closest we can get to talking about Father's Day to the actual day is this morning. And I thought of you, Craig. This was your first Father's Day without your father, correct?
Yes.
So that's a weird feeling, isn't it? I had to go through that a few years ago. I reposted my Michael Irvin Father's Day column yesterday. I reread that and was reminded of how sweet he was with his little boy. And that little boy has to be, gosh, he's got to be going into college now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's, mid-20s probably.
Dang. Oh, that little kid was so cute, too. Yeah. When he was in the locker room with us when we were doing the quarterback bowl, the ticket was, and Michael Irvin. It's still crazy to me that we actually had these huge Cowboys on our teams for our ridiculous flag football game. I mean, we had Michael Irvin, we had Roger Staubach
playing,
Danny White.
The great Danny White.
Herschel, Jason Witten.
Moose.
Dang.
It was great.
How did we pull that off?
That's a good question.
And why can't we pull that off now?
Yeah.
I think we'd call the Cowboys, they'd say, that's all right. That was a great event. Great event. So happy Father's Day to all the P1s out there. And I have a Father's Day. You're the most notable father on the station. At least that's the way you promote yourself, Giorgio.
I don't promote myself that way at all. Just happen to be one of the dads.
So I have a gift for you. I have a gift for you. Can you pull up the audio here, sweet, strong Jeremy? This is a TikTok that I saw, and it immediately made me think of you. And I thought, wow, I need to give this to Giorgio for either his birthday or some special event. So Father's Day is going to be that event.
Okay.
Okay, so let's see if I can get this going, and you can actually hear it on sports.
This former NFL star isn't just good at golf, he's the best celebrity golfer in the world. Actually, calling Tony Romo the best celebrity golfer doesn't feel right. He's one of the best golfers in the world, period. Now, plenty of athletes...
Whoa, stop. Wait, what? What? He's one of the best golfers in the world, period?
Uh-huh.
No.
It's on TikTok.
He is not
kind of
in
official,
the top
but...
10,000.
Let's just hear the guy out, all right?
He had such a repulsive swing, my father won't...
It's talking about Charles Barkley having such a repulsive swing that his father wouldn't even watch it.
Even watch it if you're getting worse. We have Brady and Manning facing off live on TV. Steph Curry is super talented, but nowhere close to Romo. Don't just take my word for it.
Stop.
What?
Nowhere close to Romo?
Yes.
When Curry played in a professional event, he actually represented himself well.
Well, Romo's represented himself well,
he hasn't
too.
Come close to making a cut.
Okay, well, the guy's going to back it up with some evidence.
All right, go ahead.
See for yourself. Here's Tony chipping in for eagle on the first hole of his first tournament as a pro. That's right.
Yeah, what did he shoot that day?
First tournament.
Big deal. I've done that before, too, and I suck.
As a pro?
No, just as a golfer. That's all Tony Romo is. He's not a professional golfer.
Right. Tony Romo is a professional golfer. He's not on the PGA Tour, but in April, he officially joined the Korn Ferry Tour. He first proved himself in 2019 at the Safeway Open, a PGA Tour event. He shot 2-under in his first round and missed the cut, but was far from last place.
That's how he said that, real kind of under his breath, missed the cut. But he
wasn't too far from last place.
There are seven players at a professional golf tournament that are worse on the scoreboard than Tony Romo is.
When asked how he got so good at golf...
Oh, go. Get Skip Bayless as a source knowledge on golf.
He is a national
Skip's
broadcaster.
Never stepped on a golf course. What the hell does he know about the game of golf?
When asked how he got
Skip
so good
about
at
anything.
Golf, let's hear what Tony Romo had to say.
The answer is obvious.
We're in here talking about practice.
Tony claims to practice nearly 8 hours a day. He went from undrafted free agent to 14-year career as the face of the...
He does not practice 8 hours a day.
No way.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does.
He may play every day.
He practices golf. He practices golf 8 hours a day, practices broadcasting 8 hours a day.
Better be easy on that.
Still practices
Sources
football
tell
8 hours
us
a day.
It's not 8 hours total.
Okay, I got to defend Tony just a little bit here. Steph Curry in his pro golf tournament, he played one, the 2018 Korn Ferry event in San Francisco. 71 in the first round, 86 in the second round.
So he blew up in the second day. Okay, same thing.
Tony's best tournament, though, was on the PGA Tour, not Korn Ferry, Safeway Open. In 2020, he shot a 70 in the first round and then a 78.
That's see there?
That's not good.
But that's better than Steph. So this TikTok may have been right there.
Yeah.
Okay, give me the competition between the two. It's a toss-up. I may take Steph. But neither one of them are professional golfers.
He already said in this TikTok that he's a professional golfer.
He said Tony's one of the best in the world.
Yes. Well, he's not one of the best golfers as a professional athlete.
He's not one of the best,
golfers, period.
He's not one of the best 10,000 players in the world.
Cowboys to killing it in the booth with Nance to professional golf.
Why are you laughing?
Killing it in the booth? What? Bugs? What's he killing?
What I'm watching here is a master at work, quarterback Gordon Keith, drawing defensive end George Denham offsides time after time after time with the hard count.
you want my opinions? This was aimed at me. You want my thoughts on this?
This is my gift to you, and all you do is keep ragging on the gift. You are the most ungrateful person
I've
ever met.
This is the most inaccurate piece of audio I've ever heard in my life.
Oh, he kills it in the booth, all right.
If anyone knows the time and effort it takes to get to the top, it's Tony Romo.
Who is this, by
the way? That's laughable. By the way, sources told us he was always the first one to leave Valley Ranch.
Who's doing this?
He wasn't a big practice guy.
Hey,
I'm
going to
watch some more film guy.
Last one to arrive, first one to leave.
Yes, I think that was his reputation. This is the biggest piece of garbage I've ever listened
to.
The
opposite of the aforementioned Michael Irvin, who was the first to arrive and last to leave.
Right.
Frank Michael Smith is the guy's name on TikTok.
Well,
who is he? Who is Frank Michael
Smith?
Don't
call him a moron. You just found out the dude's name.
I've heard enough.
You're calling him a moron?
When it comes to reporting on sports, yes, he is a moron.
This former NFL star isn't just good at golf. He's the best celebrity golfer in the world. Actually, calling Tony Romo the best a celebrity golfer doesn't feel right. He's one of the best golfers in the world.
Does.
Period.
And actually, you're right. It doesn't. He's not clearly the best. He's one of the best celebrity players. True.
You know what's weird is why would somebody, this Michael W. Smith guy, why would he take so much time making this to defend Romo's golf?
Barkley, who had such a repulsive swing.
Jeez, with all the autoplay on it and so on. Yeah, this thing has 111,000 views. It's pretty good.
That's sad.
475 comments. All the people supporting, saying, "Man, thank you for telling it like
you're right,
it is.
Man. He does kill it in the booth.
Thank
He's
you
like
for
the
finally
greatest player I've ever seen."
Saying what needed to be said.
How random is that?
What
to show his chip in at the Nelson and say, "Hey, this is what he did in his first professional golf." Yeah,
yes,
what did he
that's
shoot?
What he did. That is factually correct.
Yeah, great. It's not a one-hole tournament.
Yeah, but if it was, Tony would have won it right there.
Here's a squirrely play by him. He actually chipped in.
It was great when that happened because we were all watching it because you were like, okay, let's get ready for this Tony play today. You see what he's even wearing? God, this is going to be embarrassing.
What he's wearing.
And then he eagled the first hole.
And I reminded everyone, settle down. It's not a one-hole tournament. Let's see where he is after 36.
Yet, if he had quadruple bogeyed on that first hole, you definitely would have mentioned it. You wouldn't have been saying, I'm not going to count this quadruple because, you know, it's just the first hole. Just wait.
He's got 35 more holes. Try to make the cut.
You'd have moonwalked across the studio.
You would have been celebrating and jumping up and down. And
that
then
is
the eagles, and then we're not allowed to celebrate, but you would have celebrated a quadruple bogey. Jerk.
Calling him the best celebrity golfer just doesn't sound right. He's one of the best players in the world. What an insult. What an insult to the guys who just fought their way
to the guys who finished below him in that tournament.
We're in the era
of random round.
We're in the era of the three R's. Rom, Rory, and Romo.
Yeah. I'm going to get a shirt that says that.
They're the new Jack, Gary, and Arnie.
No, they're not. And, hey, why didn't he play Lee Nelson this year? Why? Because they realized, oh, that's kind of a flipping joke that we had him in the first place.
I don't know that that's their inner thought process.
He only sold 71 tickets, and he shot 80 both days.
There's no way to track how many tickets they sold because of him.
You're the one who keeps saying 71 tickets. This is made-up stats.
Which, that's a lot of extra money for charity.
It is,
even
George.
If it was 71.
It is. And we need to respect the fact that Tony Romo's still young in his golf career. I mean, he has not been playing on these tours for very long, so he's only going to get better
from
here.
And that's the thing that kills me. I'd give him the benefit of the doubt. He's like 24. He's like 50 now.
He is not 50 years old.
And he's had all these back injuries. And
he's 41.
No spring chicken. Everyone acts like, oh, he's just stepping out just years removed from playing 1AA football. He's in college just a couple of years ago. No, it was like two decades ago when he was
in
college.
He's 41. Phil just won a major at 50. Hello?
Phil is one of the best golfers in the world. That's what he does.
I just like it that you're like a Honda small engine. You just crank every time when I pull the Tony Romo cord.
I'm just glad somebody up here tells it like it is. Not that guy on TikTok.
This guy's on TikTok.
I don't care what
he's on. How official is that?
Not very.
Very.
If those are the points you make,
over 100,000 views of this important information. So there you go. That's my Father's Day gift to you.
That's very meaningful. Very meaningful.
All right, Gordo, thank you. That's the ODEC 632 on the ticket. Coming up next, we visit with Mark Cuban about what's going on with his Mavericks.